News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The U.S. says a deal has been reached with China over the ownership of TikTok.
The two leaders, President Trump and party chair Xi, will speak on Friday to complete the deal, but we do have a framework for a deal with TikTok.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent was meeting with Chinese officials in Madrid. During the Biden administration, Congress and the White House used national security grounds to approve a U.S. ban on TikTok unless its parent company, China-based ByteDance, sold its controlling stake. The U.S. and Israel are showing a united front amid growing international anger over Israeli strikes in Gaza and Qatar.
Last week, Israel targeted Hamas leaders in Doha.
I'm not thrilled about it.
But days later, there's no public sign of Trump administration frustration with the Israeli move.
We are focused on what happens now. What happens next?
In Jerusalem, Secretary of State Marco Rubio met with Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu.
A clear message that America stands with Israel.
They agreed the only way to end the Gaza war is by freeing all the hostages and wiping out Hamas.
As long as they're around, there will be no peace in this region because they are not agents of peace, they are agents of barbarism.
But Israel's facing criticism over plans to occupy Gaza City. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Spain's prime minister is calling for Israel to be banned from sporting events after pro-Palestinian activists disrupted the final stage of the Spanish Vuelta cycling race. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer is condemning as dangerous comments by Elon Musk, who told an anti-immigration rally in London, "Violence is coming to Britain," and urged people to fight back. Sources tell the AP Cincinnati Bengals quarterback Joe Burrow will have surgery on his left toe and is expected to miss up to 3 months. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are edging higher on Wall Street and heading towards more all-time highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.5% in the first hour of trading Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 113 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite climbed 0.7%. Tesla rose 5%. CEO Elon Musk disclosed he bought $1 billion of the company's stock. The Federal Reserve is widely expected to make its first interest rate cut of the year on Wednesday. Traders will be watching closely to see what signals the Fed may send about how many more cuts it plans to make. Seth Sutel, New York.
As Seth mentioned, Tesla stock is climbing. Elon Musk disclosed he bought more than 2.5 million shares in his company, worth about $1 billion. Earlier this month, Tesla released a proposed pay package for Musk that would possibly make him the world's first trillionaire if he hits a series of extremely aggressive targets. Ed Donahue, AP News.